Welcome to the audio version of Obesity Panacea. So today on the blog, we do a little experiment. See, in the past year or so, I've seen a lot of online discussion about the nutritional value of juice and the role that it may play in obesity and weight management. So there are a lot of good nutritional arguments against juice consumption, but they're all a bit abstract. You know, you can tell people again and again that orange juice is the nutritional equivalent of Coke, but when they look at a glass of orange juice, it still looks like a glass of healthy sunshine. And you know, I love juice. I used to drink about a liter of juice a day when I was in high school. And even though I know that juice is full of sugar, I still have a really hard time looking at it as a sometimes food rather than an everyday food. Now, I've started to realize that as good as, you know, all the nutritional arguments are, they just don't overcome the emotional attachment that a lot of people, like myself, have for juice. But recently I got to thinking about how there actually isn't all that much juice in a single orange or apple. So I started to wonder just how many oranges it takes to make the equivalent of one bottle of juice, you know, the kind that you'd buy in a vending machine or your local convenience store. And this led me to try a little experiment. And if you have a friend or family member who refuses to give up the juice is healthy mantra, this would be fun for you to try at home. So to do the experiment, all you need is a few things. You need a measuring cup, you need a cutting board, a knife, about 10 oranges, and a bottle of orange juice. Now, the experiment itself is pretty simple. All I did was I measured out the amount of juice in one bottle of orange juice, so it was 450 milliliters, which is 15.2 fluid ounces, and then I just saw how many oranges it took to create that volume of juice. And I'll admit, when I said I was doing an experiment, I was using the term fairly loosely. Now, for anyone who's curious, the amount of orange juice in one orange is not very much. I mean, I was using navel oranges that I bought at our local grocery store, and it was less than 100 milliliters. And if you come to the blog, you can see a picture, and it looks like basically a shot of orange juice. So after I juiced the first orange, I pushed on until I had 450 milliliters of juice, the equivalent of one bottle. And yet, it took me 6 oranges to get that volume of juice. And so again, if you come to the blog, you can see the picture of these 6 oranges, and I juiced these things by hand, so it was a pretty good workout. And there was a lot of pulp in this juice. So if I was getting just pure juice, just the liquid, which is what the bottle was, it would have taken even more than 6 oranges. So to me, this is by far the most intuitive reason why we should try and limit the amount of juice that we consume. I mean, I would never sit down and eat 6 oranges in succession. Like, that's just obviously far more orange than I need in the entire day, alone at one sitting. But when you drink a bottle of orange juice, that is exactly what you're doing. And not only that, you're also missing out on all the fiber that is in those oranges, and even the lots of pulp style has 0 grams of fiber per serving, compared to up to 2.4 grams in a large orange. So you're missing out on fiber, you're missing out on how full you would feel after eating that orange with all that fiber, because liquids are almost always less filling than a solid, but you're also getting way more calories than you get in that orange. So it's a really bad trade-off. Now, if you want a nutritional mantra, don't drink your calories is a pretty good one, and that definitely includes juice. Now, of course, you're probably not going to cut out juice completely from your life, and I certainly haven't. I still have a small glass most mornings with breakfast, but it's certainly much smaller than it used to be. And I think in the end, the most important thing is to keep it in moderation. Now, for people who don't like to drink plain water, one thing that you might find helpful is to cut up a few slices of lemon and drop that into your water bottle. That way, it'll give your water a bit of flavor without really adding any calories. You can do the same thing with a couple slices of orange or a few slices of cucumber. Now, we'd love to hear what you think about juice. So to join the discussion, come to our website at obesitypanacea.com and let us know what you think. For obesitypanacea.com, I'm Travis Saunders.